Male sheep is a
ram,
yeah.
Ram.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about a female sheep?
That's a ewe is right.
Mm-hmm. What do you raise sheep for? What do people raise sheep
well,
for?
Well, mostly they're good to eat and they're wool. They can get wool. Of course, they got so many substitutes now, there ain't as many, much wool as there used to be. Mm-hmm.
Do you see sheep around here?
There's some, there ain't many.
Mm-hmm. Talking about hogs, what do you call a little one when it's first born?
Pig.
Mm-hmm. And when it's a little older, it's called?
Show. Mm-hmm.
And when it's full grown?
A lot of folks say the top of this, a top hog. Mm-hmm.
What about a male hog?
That's a boar.
You ever heard a boar hog called anything else?
No, no more than male hog and boar, I don't reckon. Mm-hmm. I reckon that's all I ever heard of called.
What would you call a male hog that's been altered?
I'd call him a bar.
A bar? Mm-hmm. What do you say that you've done to that hog if you don't want him to grow up to be a boar?
Castrate him. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What do you call those stiff hairs on a hog's back?
These bristles. Mm-hmm. That's what I call them.
Mm-hmm. And they have those big teeth that they have?
That's a tush.
Mm-hmm. Is it kind of the same thing that an elephant would have?
Yeah, just not as large. Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about, do you have any special name for a hog that's grown up wild?
Well, they call them wild boars.
Wild boars. You ever seen any around here?
Well, I've seen a few, not many, but it used to be. There'd be wild hogs here, but they was just like there used to be wolves here, but I haven't seen no wolves. I haven't seen very many wild hogs.
Those wild hogs supposed to be pretty dangerous?
Yeah, they are, especially the boars. Mm-hmm. And they'll attack you like some other wild would.
Mm-hmm. What would you call that noise that's made by a calf when it's being weaned?
I'd say he's bleats. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. What about the noise that a cow makes maybe during feeding time?
Well, low, mm-hmm, is what I say.
Mm-hmm. Or a cow that wants to be milked, you'd say it's lowing?
Lowing, yeah.
Mm-hmm. What about the kind of soft noise that a horse makes? You say the horse began to do what?
Bray, would be what I'd use.
Bray. Would a whinny be a softer noise than a bray?
Whanker, I've heard him say he's a whanking.
Really? Well, let's see. let's say you've got some horses and mules and cows and so forth, and when they would be getting hungry, you'd have to go out and
feed them.
Mm-hmm. If you're going
to tend to them, a lot of folks say I'm going to tend to them horses.
Okay. And if you've got some hens and some turkeys and geese and ducks and guineas and things like that, do you have any one name that you could call all those types of animals? You'd say you'd have to go out and feed the what?
Flock.
The flock? Mm-hmm. Would you ever say